You're under pressure and sacked by Mo Wilkerson.
Well, you're in uncharted waters. This is the first time in your career. You started a season 3-1. How different does it feel?
It feels good. Started off 3 wins. Loss we had kind of was our fault, mental mistakes and, whatnot. But, we learned from that and move on. We got a long season. But overall, though, it feels good to, be 3-1.
I know you guys aren't about celebrating early successes. But with that being said, 3 wins in 4 games, do you like the habits that you're starting to create? Todd Bowles has talked about, we got to play well in the red zone. We got to stop the run. We got to take away the football. You've been doing all that so far.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with all those things you said. But just going back to, just not getting too high and not getting too low, about, wins and losses. And, just the approach that Coach Bowles give us, everybody, is just pretty much just bought in with it.
What does it mean to you that your head coach is from Elizabeth? Just like you, you're representing the hometown team right here.
It means a lot. I mean, we both, everybody, from the city is, watching us and cheering us on. And that's a great thing that we are, we're doing something positive and we want to, stack these wins and want the city to be proud of us as well as, New York and all the Jet fans.
You had a tough start in the summer, a little bit banged up, and then you had to work your way back. Were you expecting such a start out of the gate this season? 3.5 sacks leading the team.
I just go out there and do my job at the end of the day. When my job is to get after the passer, I just try my best to get there.
What is Sheldon Richardson's return going to mean to the defensive line, the defense, and the entire New York Jets team?
It's going to mean a lot. It's already meaning something to us, having him back out on the practice field, having him here. Everybody knows it's something different, when Sheldon's around. And, we're excited to have him out there on Sunday, and we know what he's capable of doing, and we know he's going to, dominate and, make plays as he always do.
What do you mean by that? It's different having him around.
He's, one of the loud guys like Snacks out on the practice field. Those two guys together is, it's something different on the football field. You get good laughs, and but when it's time for business, we're all about it.
How have you helped Leonard Williams? Like yourself, first round pick, came in the National Football League, a lot of expectations, and he's performed well today.
Just try to teach him little things that I might have learned, growing up. Even though I'm a young guy, but kind of considered, a veteran now, older guy. But any little tips I can give, or if I see him, doing something, I'll try to help him out, as best as I can.
Can you take us inside that defensive line room? You smiled a couple times here talking about some of those characters. What's it like in there?
Like I said, we have fun, but when we start off for business, we know we.
How competitive is amongst you guys?
It's real competitive. Having Sheldon back, he's coming back talking trash, saying, he's coming back to eat and, he's going to get all the sacks and all of that. But we all know it's a brotherly competition. And at the end of the day, we're still going to be happy if, whoever gets the sack and, be excited. It's a team sport and, we're all brothers, on and off the field. So, it's cool. It's fun.
What do you see from the Redskins on film up front?
They're big guys up front, on both sides of the ball. And, they like to run the ball. And our job is, up front, stop the run. And, when it's time to throw the ball, we got to get after the passer.
And is that going to be the key to make them one-dimensional?
We're going to try to do our best to, of course, contain everything. Stop the run in, make sure they're not getting any passes completed. But, we know everybody's talented in this league, but, we could just do our job, and that's pretty much it.
You have the cleats on right now, the pink cleats. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Can you talk about how near and dear that is to your heart?
It means a lot to me. My mom, who's a breast cancer survivor, as well as my grandmother. I did a luncheon for 96 breast cancer survivors, with my foundation and teaming up with some other, great charities. And, so it's great that, I can do something like that, with my mom, my grandmother being survivors, that, that's what makes it so much special for me.
What can you say about your mother? She's been here throughout. And, anytime you're in the community, I know she's right there by your side as well.
This is going back from my mom, seeing her be a social worker, helping out families get on their feet and helping people provide for their families. So that's what really, that's what taught me a lot growing up, and that's why I'm doing the things that I do in the community.